It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Welcome back to Building Alaska, where we don't just talk about surviving here. We talk about building something that lasts. Guys, before we get into the topic of the day, I just want to say I'm really happy that spring is finally here. It's so enjoyable getting outside on the deck, having a cup of coffee early in the morning, and not have to wear a sweater. Not having to wear a sweater is just freedom. But guys, we don't have too much time today. I know these segments are about 30 minutes long. It seems like a long time, but guys, it's going to fly. It's going to fly like this week did. But guys, we're going to dive right into it. And for those people who are new to this show is awesome. We get so much feedback, so many listeners that are encouraged, that are educated, that are uplifted, that think outside the box. And a lot of people that I run into that listen to our show every single weekend, it inspires them to create a business, inspires them to think outside the box and to do more, not only for themselves and their families, but also for the community. And speaking of community, guys, this is what today's topic is going to be about. It's called supporting local businesses. So here's the truth about, you know, what most people don't realize, that in Alaska, it isn't just about economics, okay? It's survival strategy, okay? It's community infrastructure. Because when you live in a place like Fairbanks, you're not just a consumer. You are a part of a system that keeps this place alive. So let's get into the state of Alaska right now. Okay, let's zoom out and understand where Alaska stands today. So as of 2026, okay, Alaska's economy is stable, but we're a little bit under pressure. So the state is dealing with a lot of things, right? We have workforce shortages, we have housing challenges, we have rising costs of living, and it's not easy. Sometimes it feels like owning a home is like running a business. And then, of course, the out-migration, people leaving the state. Now, the last one actually matters more than most people think. When people leave, businesses lose customers, okay? Schools shrink, local economies weaken. And here's a big one. More than 90% of Alaska businesses are small businesses. Okay, they employ over more than half of the workforce. That's huge. So when small businesses struggle, Alaska struggles. Now, here's the key reality. Okay, Alaska is not like any other lower 48 states. Okay, most food is imported. Most goods are imported. And the transportation costs are insane. Guys, in some places around the state, you know, food shipping can reach about 50 cents or, you know, per pound or even more. Now, just that might not sound like much, 50 cents per pound. Just imagine you go to the store and you go pick up some fruits and vegetables, and of course you get charged by the pound for most of those bulk items. Now imagine that's just for one person. Think about for a village, think about for a community, think about for a city. Per pound, that gets pretty uncomfortably expensive. Okay, that means every local business that produces, repairs, or distributes something locally, okay, reduces dependence on the outside. That's huge. That's something to think about. So guys, community reinforcement loop. This is huge. When you support a local business, you strengthen someone you may personally know. Okay, that person reinvests locally. So you see visible results. How encouraging is it that when you go to a place, a business, a local business, and you invest in there by purchasing a product or a service, and you see visible results by them growing, them pouring back into the community. That creates a feedback loop of trust and participation. Okay, so people think that my actions matter here. And when people believe that, they engage more. I can't go anywhere in the state of Alaska without having conversations with either the owner or the employees or even the delivery guy. Because it's important to create that kind of culture. See, guys, we feed off of each other. We talk a lot about this on the show, is we feed off of each other. So when you go in there with an attitude that you want to go in and encourage someone and have a positive attitude instead of being grumpy and cranky all the time, you get in there, you buy your product or your service, and you appreciate where it comes from. See, many people, when they go into a store, especially a local mom-and-papa business or a small business, they don't think about the backstory. They don't think about where things came from and how it came to be. But when you pour into somebody, for example, when you're at the register and you talk to them, you brighten up their day. Guys, just that little bit of that transaction goes a long way. It takes one person to make somebody's entire day, but it also takes a comment to destroy someone's day too. So when you invest in someone, it may not just be financially, but when you sit there and you talk to them, you encourage them, and guess what? They build off of that. And then they treat their customers with more respect. More people start coming to that place because they enjoy the experience. People don't care too much about the product. It's the experience that lasts longer. Okay? So guys, social proof in, you know, small communities and cities, you know, your choices are invisible, but in Fairbanks, they're not. See, when people see busy local coffee shops or full parking lots at, you know, local mechanics, you know, locally owned stores thriving, it sends a signal. It sends a psychological signal. This is where we go. This is what we support. That builds cultural norms. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, guys, and in the show, we're talking today about supporting local businesses. So identity and ownership are huge. Okay, people are more likely to protect, invest in, and care about things that they feel ownership over. When you support a local business, you're not just buying, you're participating in building your town. Like I said, when I go into a place, I have a conversation with them. Some of these people are stressed out. Some of these people are treated poorly because of somebody else's problems from back home or from their childhood. But when you come into a place like that and you invest in there, it's not just financially, you're investing morally. You're raising their spirits up. You're encouraging them. And that goes a long way. Imagine the rest of the day if you encourage someone from the start, cashier, stocker, you know, the business owner or, you know, whoever is that's working there. What kind of an impact would it be if that person was just filled with excitement and joy and happiness and everything? And they take that and they treat their other customers with that same respect. It goes a long way. And more and more people start to feel like, hey, wait, this place, I feel like this. Like, hey, let's go here. Let's invest. Let's go out there. Let's purchase. I'm only buying from here from now on. So guys, let's go ahead and talk about real world examples across industries. Okay, so let's bring this down to ground level. Okay, because this isn't just abstract. This isn't abstract. This is happening every day in Fairbanks. Local mechanic shop. Okay, let's just say that you take your vehicle into a local mechanic instead of a chain. So here's what happens: your money stays local. Okay, your money pays a local technician. That technician buys groceries locally, pays rent locally, supports other businesses. Now compare that to a national chain. Profits leave the state. Decisions are made outside of Alaska. Here's another one: coffee shops. This is huge. Every time I have family or friends coming from the Lower 48. They always say the same thing. They say, you guys have more coffee shops than gas stations. We love our coffee here. We love our coffee here. So guys, local shops do something chains can't. Okay, they create third places. It's where people meet. These places are where ideas are exchanged, community is built. In Alaska, long winters, that matters more than people realize. Guys, because isolation is real. Local spaces fight that. How many times have you got up a little earlier to go to a coffee shop and just to wind down and to start off your day right? Or let's say that you needed to escape your office because you have four walls, no windows, no natural sunlight, and you needed to escape all that. So you take your work into one of these coffee shops. It creates an atmosphere. It de-stresses. It creates culture. It's huge. This is very important. Health and supplement stores. That's huge, especially in Fairbanks, in the entire state of Alaska. We need to have nutrition. You know, these cold, long winter months really plays a toll on our minds and our hearts and our physical health. So when you support a locally owned, whether it's a nutrition store, supplement shop, wellness provider, here's what you're supporting. Someone who understands Alaska-specific health challenges. Number one, it's got to be the biggest one. Well, it could be. Here's the top three. Vitamin D deficiency, seasonal depression, and extreme climate stress, not a generic system. Okay. It's important to understand that we have challenges that we need to rise up against. And we have the solution. They're local shops who care about it. When I go to Sunshine Health Foods, I love to sit there. And sometimes I feel like I waste their time, but it's very awesome to know that we can engage with our locals, the local business owners, local employees. And talk to them, hey, what works up here? Because in Lower 48, vitamin D is not really a big deficiency. So when you go in there and you talk to them about, hey, I need vitamin D, well, they're going to ask you, do you know what kind you need? Well, I didn't know there was more than one kind. See, this is where it separates us from the rest of the United States, is that we are tailored to our climate. We're tailored to our condition. So support your local supplement and health stores. Here's another one. Mom and Papa food businesses. Guys, before we go any further, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We're talking about supporting local businesses. So mom and papa food businesses, right? Small food businesses, they source locally when possible. They hire locally. They adapt to local tastes. And here's something important. As food businesses are often the first step in economic growth, they activate empty spaces. They create foot traffic, build community hubs. So let's talk about the specific growth and change in Fairbanks. Okay, Fairbanks is at a turning point. We're seeing increased airport traffic in recent years. We, continued tourism interest, local redevelopment efforts. And here's something fascinating, guys. Fairbanks has always been a boom and bust town. After the pipeline boom ended, the city had to reinvent itself. And that's still true today. So what builds stability? Not boom industries, not oil alone, but diverse, local, small businesses, because they stay during downturns. They adapt faster, serve real community needs. Now, that's all fine and dandy, guys, but what about the opposite side? What happens when we do not support local? So the hidden cost of not supporting locals is, let's flip this. What happens if we don't support them? So economic leakage, money leaves Alaska permanently. Every business owner knows that leakage, financial leakage, is the number one killer of any business. Every business looks for profit. They have profit and gain. They look at their P&Ls. And when they can't find where the leakage is, it drains them so fast that it's a killer. It's like stress. So that's number one, economic leakage. Number two, fragile supply chains. We rely more on outside systems. That's what happens when we don't support local. When we don't support local, is we do rely more on outside systems. Number three, here's a huge one: loss of skills, fewer local trades, mechanics, builders, specialists, technicians, and of course, community weakening, fewer gathering places, less identity. It's sad. It's very sad. When we pour into local, we build locally. Guys, if you look at what's going on around the world, people are freaking out because AI is taking over. I think it will at one point. Maybe not as dramatic as people think it is. I was just listening to a podcast with Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. And I know a lot of people don't like Elon Musk. I try to stay out of the politic world just because I got more important things to focus on. I like to think about what's happening locally and how I can do my part here. I can't change the world, but I can change my attitude. But AI is taking over on a lot of things, right? Jobs, platforms. How many times have you called a local business or just a large, or AT&T or any of these big corporations and industries, and you get an AI robot answering your phone call? It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But imagine a program just replaced a human being, if not multiple human beings. Now that you're taking that out, you're taking out the human being, you're taking out jobs, which means they are more stressed out than ever. They got to find another place to sleep. Where they're going to get their food, how are they going to pay their bills, how are they going to get to and from work, and everything else. It's true. AI is taking over. But guys, when we do not invest locally, we do rely on outside sources. It becomes less personal, becomes less relatable. So when we don't pour into local businesses, when we don't pour into locally, we look at outside sources. And when they come in, it's no longer Alaska. It's no longer that community that was built on the backs of, hundreds of thousands of people over the course of generations. Guys, there are so many stories that talk about how Alaska has come from such a long way. So across Alaska, communities are learning this lesson, that in places, dealing with tourism shifts, too much outside of control has made communities feel disconnected from their own economies. And in rural areas, local systems aren't optional, guys. It's they're everything. Because when shipments don't arrive, local solutions take over. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. And when we come back, guys, I'm going to give you guys a story about what happened here in Alaska not too long ago that will change the way you see Alaska and how we get through things. We'll be right back after this.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, and today we're talking about supporting local. Okay. Local is everything, especially when it comes to the state of Alaska. Okay. We're really far out. Some people think that we're on some distant island. Pretty much is like that. Guys, this show has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. They're over there on 29 College Road, Suite 9. Guys, you can't miss them. They're right there in that corner mall. Guys, when it comes to your dream kitchen, your dream bathroom, your dream remodel, look no further. Premier Kitchen and Bath is a local company that has helped so many people transform their dreams into reality. If this is the year that you want to transform that kitchen, you're tired of looking at that eyesore, make the decision. Go to Premier Kitchen and Bath. They're over there off of 29 College Road. Their number is 347-9234. Again, 347-9234. They're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. during the weekdays. Guys, we got our kitchen done through them. We have no complaints. My wife and I, every morning when we wake up and we have a cup of coffee together, we look at the kitchen because now it's an open floor plan, something we've always dreamed of having in our home. So, don't wait anymore, guys. Let this be the year that you transform your kitchen into your dream kitchen, your bathroom to your dream bathroom, or anything else that you're looking to remodel. Give them a call, 347-9234, or visit them at premierkitchen.net. Again, that is premierkitchen.net. Guys, going right back to our topic of the day, we're talking about supporting local. Right before the break, we were talking about a really important event that happened here in the state of Alaska not too long ago. So here's what happened. In June of 2024, so there was a fire that actually started in a tool shed near the school in Stebbins, Alaska. Some of you guys know the story. Some of you guys don't. Here's what it's about. So within hours, it actually spread and destroyed the entire school campus, okay? So here's the things that it destroyed. The K-12 school, the teacher housing, multiple supporting buildings. And this wasn't a building loss. This wasn't just a building loss. It was the only school in the community of about 500 to 600 people. So guys, there was immediate response. There was no waiting for help. This is huge. Okay, Stebbings has no full-time fire department. Okay, so outside help from Nome, Alaska, took over an hour to arrive by plane. So what happened? The entire community became the fire department. So residents formed bucket bridges from the ocean. Literally, people use buckets, pots, anything that they can carry water. And here's what's interesting. The local workers and volunteers ran directly into danger to save what they could. So here's the quote that sums it all up. You can find this on Facebook. Everybody tried. The whole community. Everybody. That's huge. That's the power of local and thinking locally. So local businesses did step in immediately. So the local construction company, Tap Rock, became critical. Okay, they brought heavy equipment. They built fire breaks. They used loaders and dozers to stop the fire from spreading further. Okay, the workers made a tough call. They pushed buildings into the fire to contain it, sacrificing structures to save the rest of the town. That's local decision. That's local decision making in real time. There was no waiting for outside approval. So, guys, there was a massive community impact, okay? So, after the fire, over 100 homes lost power and heat, gave families risk losing everything, you know, from stored, you know, subsistence, food, to medical equipment support. The entire town was suddenly in emergency mode. And that's not a big town. They rely on each other heavily. So, guys, this is how people came together after. So, literally, within days, over 30 local leaders and organizations met to plan the recovery. Regional groups like, I'm going to butcher this, so I'm sorry if I do, Kawarak, they stepped into neighboring village of St. Michael, Alaska. They literally partnered in recovery efforts. Statewide and local support combined. So the state of Alaska declared a natural emergency. Disaster emergency. But the real momentum came from coordination between both local and regional support. Guys, the logistics companies, they moved as fast as they could, which resulted in over 300,000 pounds of supplies flown in. So barges delivered the modular classrooms, housing units, equipment, and this allowed school to reopen in temporary buildings within weeks. Guys, the rebuilding is still ongoing. Students, you know, return using portable classrooms, makeshift kitchens, split schedules. Teachers literally cooked meals at home, even delivered food to students. So the full rebuild timeline is about 3 to 5 years, you know, due to remote logistics, of course. Things get pretty difficult in the wintertime, and it's not that cheap. It's not cheap at all. But here's a real lesson. This wasn't just a fire story. It was a community stress test. And here's what it proved. Local people are the first responders. Local businesses are the first infrastructure. Local relationships are the real safety net. If that construction company didn't exist locally, if people didn't know each other, if nobody stepped up, the damage would have been a lot worse. In a place like Alaska, you don't wait for help. You are the help. And that's exactly why supporting local businesses isn't optional. It is how communities survive. So guys, let's get into the practical and realistic action plan. Okay, let's make this actionable. You don't have to be perfect, just intentional. Shift 10 to about 20% of your spending local. That alone creates measurable impact. Look at what it can do, okay? You choose local for services, mechanics, trades, repairs, you know, critical industries, whatever you can support locally, okay? Especially for the winter. Winter support mindset is huge. That's when businesses struggle the most. Talk about businesses. That's another big one you can do. Is in Alaska, word of mouth is currency. It's huge. So here's the truth. Alaska will never be cheap. It will never be easy. But it can be strong. The strength doesn't come from outside. It comes from people, relationships, local systems. So every time that you spend money, you're not just buying something. You're choosing dependence or independence. A temporary solution or a lasting community. Weakness or resilience. It's important. It's important to support local. Because when most people hear support local, they think shop at local stores, hire local services, eat at local restaurants. And yes, do all of that. But let's expand on it, okay? What if supporting local also meant supporting families directly, sharing resources, building informal systems of care? Because here's the truth. Not everybody in your community is in a position to participate in economy equality, okay? And in Alaska, where costs are high, winters are long, and food is expensive. There are families making hard choices every single day, every single week. So guys, I want to share a personal story with you guys. We're going to come to an end here soon. I want to share a story that I do all the time on the show. I try to share it as much as I can to support this state. For those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. And guys, we're going to get into a personal story. Like I said, I've shared this before, but it's meaningful every single time. So I want to share something with you guys. My wife and I, we have made it a goal every single year to increase production in our greenhouse and in our garden. Okay, it's not just to feed ourselves. It's not just to make it through the winter and to have some left over, but it's to grow enough so that we can give it away. What do you mean give it away? Let me explain. It's to families who need it, especially larger families, the ones trying to stretch every dollar, trying to put good food on the table, but running into reality. Because let's be honest, in Alaska, clean, fresh food is not cheap. And when you grow it yourself, you start to realize something. You're not just growing food. You're growing freedom, security, opportunity to give, and you're creating health. Extra potatoes that go into a family down the road, greens and vegetables shared with neighbors, food that would have been surplus turned into support. And here's what's interesting. The impact isn't just physical. It's literally deep, emotional, and psychological. Let's talk about what happens on the receiving end. Because this is the part that is often overlooked. And when you see this, it helps encourage others to do more. When a family receives fresh local food, it produces immediate financial, it reduces immediate financial pressure. It removes one major worry. And psychologically, that matters because when people are stuck in scarcity mode, they're consistently stressed. Decision-making gets harder. Long-term, you know, thinking disappears. But when someone helps meet a basic need, it creates breathing room. And that breathing room allows people to think clear, plan better, feel stable again, and restoration and hope. It also restores dignity. There's something different about receiving food from a neighbor when you know that they grew it. It took months to have that outcome versus a system. It's not transactional, it's relational. It says, you matter. We see you. You are part of this community. And that restores something powerful, dignity. It strengthens social bonds too. When people receive help locally, they don't just feel grateful, they feel connected. That connection often leads to stronger relationships, faith, hope, more willingness to help others. It creates a chain of support, a chain reaction of support. And a pay it forward effect. Studies in behavior psychology consistently show that when people receive unexpected generosity, they are significantly more likely to help someone else later. That means one garden can ripple through an entire community. Guys, in Alaska, this matters even more. Organizations like the Food Bank of Alaska distribute millions of pounds of food every year. Okay? Community-level support fills the gaps that systems can't because transportation delays happen, weather interrupts, supply chains, costs fluctuate. It's important. It's important to think outside the box. So here's the challenge. Yes, support local businesses, but don't stop there. Think outside the box. Ask yourself, what do I have that I can share? What can I produce, fix, build, or offer? Who around me could use a little help right now? Because supporting local is about supporting people. In Alaska, we don't just survive because of systems. We survive because of each other. And sometimes the strongest communities aren't built through money. They're built through generosity, relationships, and people who choose to show up. Guys, we have come to an end of our show. I want to say thank you so much for being a part of it. I hope that today's show has been a blessing to you. I hope it got you to think a little bit outside the box and to just instill some hope. You know, this is springtime. This is the time to start cleaning up. This is the time to start thinking ahead, to start planning ahead. Okay? What can you possibly bring to the community that's going to build it instead of destroy it? Leave politics out of this. Be a human to one another. Think about the person next to you. Again, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, your afternoon, to be with us. Stay tuned in, guys. We are here every weekend at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then right after us is going to be Dave Ramsey. So stay tuned. He's going to be on next. And thank you so much for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.